Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Biden speaks later today about the end of the U.S. mission in Afghanistan. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan responded to the president's critics.
Those who are criticizing are not the ones who have to sit in the Situation Room and make the hard calls about the threats that we face and the objectives we're trying to obtain. And President Biden made that hard call, and it is a call he believes will ultimately serve the interests of our people.
Sullivan was on ABC's Good Morning America. The Taliban reiterated their pledge to bring peace and security to the country after decades of war. Their anxious citizens are waiting to see what new order looks like.
They need help with respect to health and food aid and other forms of subsistence, and we do intend to continue that. Secondly, when it comes to our economic and development assistance relationship with the Taliban, that will be about the Taliban's actions. It will be about whether they follow through on their commitments.
The Taliban faces the challenge of governing a country that relies heavily on international aid. I'm Ed Donahue.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.